How's it going, Audio Boo? This is Benjamin Solar. I thought I'd record an Audio Boo. I'm getting a bit addicted to these things. I like talkings out, and I can kind of talk about things that I don't really talk about on my blog. I guess I'm not sure of the nature of like hearing my voice. Some other people have commented on that. So I thought I'd use the Audio Boo to talk a bit about my writing process. Trying to read off my notes here, but of course I wrote them last night and they're a little bit messy. Anyway, gonna try and talk about this idea I have without actually giving away the idea. So talk about like how I'm thinking about it and how I'm conceptualizing the story. Anyway, there's an anthology coming out soon called Red Dead Heart. I think that's what it's called. It's an anthology of like Australian themed vampire stories. Now, I've written a vampire story last year, or at the start of this year. I've been editing the crap out of it and sending it out, but I'm not going to send that one in. I've got a new idea for a story, and I guess when I saw the guidelines for the for the anthology, they were asking you to kind of comment on the it's almost a comment on the vampire genre, as well as like it being Australian themed and talking about Australia. So I guess my understanding of how I'm going to intervene into the anthology with my story is how I approach it as being a Marxist horror writer. So I guess taking what I think the vampire genre represents, putting my own little Marx land on it, I guess, and then also looking at like what does Australian themed mean. And if you've read a lot of my blog posts, you'll see that I'm quite passionate about the idea of Australian themed from the perspective that I don't like Australian themes, and or I don't really like nationalism. I'm not patriotic in the slightest. So maybe a little bit of a comment on nationalism in the story, but also I'm going to look back at like colonial style Australia, some of the stuff to do with that and sexuality. Yeah, so I'm not sure whether like my approach to intervening into a story is kind of bordering on agitation or propaganda, which is like a style of writing that isn't like the story first, it's like the message first. It was mainly around theatre and stuff. People used it to like use theatre to like spout like political propaganda and stuff like that, and I guess I kind of can approach it from that perspective sometimes, but it's more playing on that style, I guess. So anyway, I got my idea in the middle of the night, woke up in the middle of the night, grabbed my BlackBerry and used my voice recorder to like talk out my idea so I didn't forget it, because I knew if I just went to sleep, I'd wake up in the morning and forgotten my awesome idea. Anyway, so this idea has been running around my head for the last couple of days. I'm going to leave it running through my head a little bit more. Sometimes writing it down can kind of spoil it, I think. But having these ideas, I guess, is a good way to do political research. It kind of motivates me to research certain political events and political theories in order to hone my message, I guess. So going to probably do some reading about homophobia in gay Australia. Homophobia in straight Australia, excuse me. And like old colonial times and stuff like that. Reading like political history and political theory, sometimes you can pick up anecdotes and little like tidbits that you can kind of use to like, deepen your story. So yeah, hope all that kind of makes sense. I'm gonna let it brew a little bit more. Might post some more audio boos in the next couple of days. Catch ya.